This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Every August, the center of the financial world moves to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, for the Federal Reserve's Jackson Hole Economic Symposium. There you will find central bankers from across the world, economists, professors, investors. They all talk. They go over the latest economic research. They give speeches. It starts tomorrow, and it is hosted by the Kansas City Regional Fed Bank. But how did this conference, so far from Washington and from Wall Street, get to be such a big deal? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that.
It's 1982, and the Kansas City Fed is planning its annual conference. It's already held a few small economic confabs on agriculture, gripping discussions if you're an agricultural economist, but kind of a yawn for the rest of us. In 1982, the organizers wanted to go big, talk about something other than farming. But they needed a marquee name. And who better than Fed Chair Paul Volcker? But how to lure him in? Promise him fishing. Fly fishing. One of the best fly fishing spots in their region was Jackson Hole. Former Kansas City Fed President Thomas Honig says Volcker took the bait. He was there, waiters and all.
The first night of the opening dinner, he and another person who was fishing with him came to the dinner a little bit late, and they were late enough that they couldn't change their clothes. So they were still in their fishing gear.
Honig says that actually charmed the academics and Fed officials who were there. But when they got down to business, some economists ripped into Volcker, criticizing him for driving interest rates into the double digits. Still, Volcker returned for later conferences, creating a tradition that later Fed chairs still follow. If they don't like to fish, there's always the Friday night barbecue, where economists don cowboy hats. Honig says one year they had a roping contest.
People learned that it's harder to rope than you think.
During the day, academic papers are debated. Former Fed Vice Chair Alan Blinder, who figures he's been to more than 30 Jackson Hole symposiums, says the goal is an unscripted, informal exchange of ideas.
They're in a relaxed atmosphere. The chairman is giving a speech. Others are around, maybe asking questions, mixing with the academics, mixing with central bankers from other nations.
Economic historian Gary Richardson of UC Irvine says Jackson Hole can also be a window on the future. The 2005 conference focused on outgoing Fed Chair Alan Greenspan's legacy, with an early warning that years of low interest rates were creating a housing bubble.
Because 2005 is really very close to the peak of the boom, and people are saying, well, there could be this dark cloud looming on the horizon.
In 2007, Jackson Hole organizers decided the topic would be housing. Some economists complained that would be boring until it became clear the housing bubble was about to burst. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.